The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined in studio by Irish singer-songwriter Lyra, who is looking fit as a flea because she's in tour mode.
I am. I'm in tour training. It's hard work, I'm not going to lie.
What's the discipline like when you're going on tour?
You have to. At the start, I spend 2 months where I try and do spin classes as much as I can, which I'm not a fan of, Pat, I'm not going to lie.
It's torture, isn't it?
It's absolute torture. It's 45 minutes of sweating into my own eyeballs. It's not great. And because they have the loud music, I try and do a little bit of singing at the back of the class so I can get a bit of singing cardio so the people next to me are like, who is your one beside me? Would she ever stop? So I try to do a lot of that.
Okay, now this tour starts on the 1st of November, it's a Friday, and that's happening in the Spiegel Tent in Wexford. Then you drift through Galway and Dublin, Drogheda, Limerick, Sligo, Castlebar, Clifton, Cavan, finishing up in the INEC in Killarney on Sunday the 15th of December.
Yeah,
you're going to be working hard.
I love being on tour though. It's my favourite part of the music industry because you get to meet people, you get to sing to them, you get to see eyeball to eyeball. It's like there's no screen in front of you. It's a really great interaction, and they also get to see how bad I am at dancing, which is a bonus for them. It's quite funny.
Now, they also want to see your costumes. So what have you got in mind?
Oh, they're all custom made. There's a different one for every night. I had some fun creating these. I'm sure the girl making them was like, what is your one doing? But it's called the Love Lyra Tour, so there's a little hint of the theme of the costumes that are going to be on stage on the night.
Okay, but you upcycle, I believe.
I do. I try and buy stuff from like eBay, vintage, Depop, and like might get some like Deb's dresses and cut them into leotards and the extra material, make gloves out of them or boot covers. And I really try and do that as much as I can.
And are you a seamstress yourself? I mean, in the past, before fame was thrust upon you.
I'm handy with a glue gun, but that's about it. I mean, my stitching, I mean, a few safety pins, that's about it. I wouldn't be getting up on stage if I stitched it. I'd end up half nude, I'd say.
Now, the album that you released earlier this year, it moved Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter album off the top slot in Ireland.
It did. It was a very surreal moment. I'm not going to lie. There was a new queen in town for that weekend. It was me, and it was so juicy. And it's just the Irish people getting behind me and supporting my album, you know, on the charts. You're up against all these amazing international acts. So to be an Irish act and get the Irish album was, I mean, a dream come true. I still pinch myself.
You said to me there during the break before we started our conversation, it's like an Olympic medal to you. They can't take it away. You were number one album in Ireland.
Yeah, exactly. And I have a lovely CD with my face on it and everything. So I'm so happy.
Now, the theme of the album, I mean, you were kind of trashing your ex. That was the whole idea.
God bless him. Yeah, I was. He gave me a fair bit of material, I'm not going to lie. Broken hearts can really pour out you when you're writing an album.
Yeah, it's just that I remember talking about Adele. Adele's best work came out of a broken heart.
Yeah, I think it's just because it's the height of the emotion, you know. Heartbreak is a very harrowing emotion that we go through. So, you know, and you go through a lot of emotions with it, like the grief stage of it, the anger stage of it. So you're kind of having a marathon. So I just put it to pen to paper and write about him. I mean, hence why the ending has at the start, it says, I need someone I can have an intellectual conversation with.
The ending, because we haven't introduced it yet, is your latest single.
It is
the ending of that particular affair.
It is. It is the juiciest full stop I'll ever write in my entire life. I am done, dusted. I've moved on. I've healed from that relationship. And it's something that now moving forward is going to be about me.
Yeah. But were people around you, like your mum and dad, for example, saying, get over it, come on, move on?
Well, they were, I suppose. You know, you hear all the time, like, time's a healer, and you're like, I don't want to hear that right now. I just want to cry and eat Ben and Jerry's. Just let me alone. But it does do that. And, you know, it was a very hard breakup because of the way he broke up with me. And like him saying, I want someone I can have an intellectual conversation with, was quite harrowing to me because I thought then I was, you know,
stupid,
not educated enough and stuff like that. So
yeah,
it was kind of a hard breakup.
That's a terrible thing to say to anybody.
It's awful, isn't it? That's what I had to put in
the
song.
It's also a bit pretentious, by the way.
I know, yeah.
Like, who am I? I'm Einstein and you're only
exactly
Fred Flintstone.
I'm like, have you seen my outfits? They're banging. Get over it. And yourself.
Okay, so the problem, I would say, going forward with any new relationship is the guy will be saying, she's going to write about me.
Yeah, my friends say the same thing. They're like, look, if we go out tonight now, do not put pen to paper. Whatever happens out here stays out here. And I'm like, I promise I won't. I promise.
Yeah, because, you know, knowing that you're potential fodder for a song. Now, it could be the happy ending song, the love song of all time.
Exactly. It could be. And they could be really raking in the royalties if they play their cards right and they're still the boyfriend. I mean, they're on the journey with me.
Mm. Speaking of being on the journey, I believe your dad goes on tour with you, does he?
He does. Oh, my God. He's so cute. He's the cutest little man ever. He was a biochemist, so he's there. Taking care of me, making sure my throat has enough honey and et cetera, et cetera. And he is the greatest man.
The greatest man.
Yeah, he is.
Now, talk to me about this single we're going to hear now, The Ending. You've already indicated what it's all about.
Yeah.
But it starts kind of slowly and then there's a very shrill, emphatic bit that comes in about 30 seconds in.
Sure, you know me. I'm always like banging on like a banshee. It has to be full of emotion for me. It's just... the root of my heart is in this song. And I just thought it was a great closure anthem. And that's what I wanted it to be. It started off actually as a woe is me song. And I said, you know what? I'm done with that era. I'm rewriting this I'm rewriting this chorus and I'm going for it. And I want her to be a happy ending. And that's her. Because moving forward is
you have a new album kind of coming next year.
I do. Sure, she's always in the making, you know, working hard. The devil works hard, liar works harder. So, I'm in the making of album number 2 and she is juicy.
Very good. Looking forward to that. Maybe another number 1. Let's hope so.
Fingers crossed.
In the meantime, this is definitively The Ending. Lyra, thank you very much.
Thanks a million, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.